This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to hit on a couple things that we stumbled over in conversation that I know that we need hit upon, and I'm going to get to those in just a couple moments. Before I do this, I want to go over to thesonsoflibertymedia.com and kind of show you some of the things that are going on here. Going back to the information that we have bled out to the American people for years now, and it's again now coming to the light more and more and more and more. Vegas shooter, sonsoflibertymedia.com, his autopsy report released and shows he was on anti-anxiety meds, folks, dangerous psychotropic drugs. Now, we've been blowing the whistle on this for a long time. We've been blowing the trumpet on this for a long time. You do know, before I get to this real quick, that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Let me say that again. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. These were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview before his death. Let me say that one more time. ADHD is a fictitious disease, yet the pharmaceuticals are making hundreds of millions of dollars a day in the United States alone off the ignorance of the American people. These used to be dangerous street drugs back in the 50s, folks. They were outlawed. Now, for some reason, it's okay to put your kids or yourselves on these antidepressants. They're dangerous, America, period. They're dangerous. I mean, if you look at the side effects of some of these anti-drugs and antidepressant drugs, you have confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. These are the side effects. These are right on the black box, and the reason they're on the black box is because they want to indemnify themselves in case something comes up, and if when they act out what's inside of them or what they've opened themselves for, namely demonic possession in so many different ways, friends, if there's confusion, if there's depersonalization, if there's hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideations or loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, or homicidal ideation, guess what? We told you so. It's like a guy that smokes his cigarettes. Yesterday I was in a store and I looked up and it said a pack of cigarettes was $9.12. That was on sale. I looked at my wife. I said, are you kidding me? People are really paying this per pack? Well, it's interesting when you look at the side of the cigarette box, folks, it tells you it can cause cancer. So it's not like when you get cancer, you can go and sue the tobacco companies, just like on these, the reason they indemnify themselves is because if one of these side effects takes place, and you act out homicidal ideation, or you feel drunk, or you feel delusions or loss of consciousness or suicidal ideation, and you go do or commit one of these acts that's on the back of the box, it's not like you can go back to the pharmaceutical companies and say, hey, look what you did, and sue them for it. Nope, they've already indemnified themselves. Isn't that crazy? I mean, if you remember right, friends, when these things were taking place, we were blowing the trumpet. Eric Harris, 18, from Columbine High School, he shot 12 fellow students and a teacher. He had been taking Luvox and several other antidepressants. For some reason, after that which took place in Columbine on April 20th, 1999, by the way, that was Adolf Hitler's birthday, it's also interesting to note those two boys had a picture of an airplane flying into the two towers in New York City, for those that didn't know. What did they know that you didn't know, friends? But it's interesting, after Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold went on that little shooting spree killing teachers and students, it's interesting how the judge got involved in the case and put a muzzle on those that were violated by those two maniacs, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. See, because they didn't want you to find out that they were on antidepressants. They didn't want you to go after the pharmaceutical companies, which tells you that the judge himself was selling himself out to the pharmaceutical companies rather than to stand as a justice in the court of law. Do you remember when T.J. Solomon, 15, wounded 6 at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia? We told you about that, too. He was on Ritalin. What about Chris Pittman, 12 years old, shot and killed his grandparents at close range and then set their house on fire? Folks, we told you about Chris, too. He was on Zoloft. Jason Hoffman, 18, wounded 2 teachers and 3 students at Granite Hill High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia. We told you about Jason, too. Folks, this was years ago. Now we're talking about something that's taking place today. Vegas shooter's autopsy report released and shows he was on antidepressants, and anti-anxiety meds. What about Corey Basgard? Corey Basgard, 16, took 23 classmates and the teacher hostage. At Washington State High School, he was also on Effexor. We told you about him, too. America, are you listening? You know, road rage? These high-profile murders? Are you pulling the curtain back, friends? Remember Phil Hartman? Remember that was a high-profile case? Did you know that they were on antidepressants? No, of course you didn't. Because the media doesn't want you to know what's in these drugs. And it's interesting that we just found out a couple weeks ago that the FDA, we have now found that the FDA approves 30% of the drugs that are released on the people before they even know the side effects. And concerning dangerous psychotropic drugs, concerning what we're talking about right now, do you also know that more goes out concerning the marketing efforts than it does the research on these drugs before they're released on the people? It shows you what their hearts are attached to, and it isn't you, and it isn't your welfare. And folks, the fact of the matter is, when it comes to every jot and tittle concerning these crimes against we the people, this is out, folks, this is completely criminal. Because they know the side effects. I mean, it's as if to suggest that the pharmaceutical companies know the side effects. So what they do is they put it on the side of the box so they can say, we told you so. In fact, that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, just think about that. Corey Basgard, 16 years old, he took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. But one more here for you, friends. What about little Elizabeth Bush? She was 14 years old. We told you about her, too. She shot at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding 1. Did you know that she was on Prozac? Well, is it come as a surprise, America, that the Vegas shooter was on antidepressants, dangerous psychotropic drugs as well? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can check out our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1 for what it's worth, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. That's double E. And folks, also check out our Bradley Dean YouTube page. It's interesting how many times I reiterate this on the radio. And it's also interesting when you see in contrast the response of the people that actually take the time to listen to what I just told them to find out for themselves the information on each one of these videos. Do yourself a favor, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Now, I'm just going off of, folks, what information that's been given unto me and testimonials concerning those that have taken the time to check out our YouTube page. That is Bradley Dean YouTube, Bradley Dean YouTube. Friends, also, if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to listen carefully to this. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries. This was all said by none other than yours truly, who's now in hell where he belongs, David Rockefeller. He said this in Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991. Again, David Rockefeller in Baden-Baden, Germany. So out of their own mouth, folks, they are confirming the word of God, because there's nothing that shall be done in secret that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hidden that shall not be made known. And the Lord promised that. And that's exactly what happens on a daily basis, and I praise God for His mercy. Now, what I want to do is, because I was just highlighting what David Rockefeller said in Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991 concerning Time magazine, we stumbled over this, and I thought it'd be worthy to highlight the people that Time Life puts up in so many different ways. First of all, I'm going to start off by saying, let's go back to 2012 just for a moment, just to show you the seeds that were planted to prepare the people for the harvest of the illegals coming into the United States of America. Do you remember, America, when Time magazine put out in June of 2012 where it has all these illegals on the cover? It said, Time, we are Americans. And then it says right under one of the individuals that's at the forefront of the magazine cover. And he said, just not legally. And then it says right under that, listen to this. This is authoritarian, friends. We're some of the nearly 12 million undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. and why we're done hiding. Why would American publications put stuff out like this, advocating for that which is illegal? Are they trying to give your country away to foreigners? Well, of course they are. That's why they're infiltrating America right now. And again, it's perfect judgment. No getting around it. But again, Time magazine, we are Americans with all these illegals coming from foreign countries, namely the southern border. And then it says, just not legally. We are Americans, but just not legally. Wow. We're some of the nearly 12 million undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. and why we're done hiding. Oh, this is all done by Jose Antonio Vargas. That's one of the propagandists and useful idiots they have working for Time magazine. Why would they put something like that on the cover of their magazine, friends? And notice how they said, just not legally, and then they went on to pull away and tear down at the word legally in its definition by redefining it and calling them undocumented immigrants. They're not undocumented. They're here illegally, which makes them criminal. And furthermore, friends, they don't have a right to speak out on any issues. Criminals forfeit their rights when they violate the law, period. Now, I want to push forward a little bit. It's been in every age that it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. Let me say that again. It has been in every age that it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. Which one has not declared that they have been a Christian? Which one that has been and become the president of the United States of America has not put himself out there to be a patriot? Every single one of them. Now, if you paid attention to what they were doing rather than what they were saying, you would see that the opposite was true. And the tyrant, the word tyrant in its definition comes to my mind. Because that's exactly what they were doing, is acting out the fact that they were a bunch of tyrants. And, folks, nobody can deny the fruit thereof. Evil men have always been, since day one, attempting to deceive the masses into believing that they are good and upright. And when the fruit they produce through their works are nothing short of evil and destructive, I want to see that this method of deceiving the people is still alive and well among those that have not learned from the past. And of course, we're talking about Time magazine, and Time magazine is just a propaganda resource to prove my point, and out of their own mouths. Let's go back just a little bit. Time has labeled the following people Man of the Year. Adolf Hitler was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938. Now, I've heard people say, well, Bradley, that's not how they were trying to put him up. Well, then why did they call him Time's Man of the Year? Because he was a dictator? Because he was evil? Because he mass murdered millions of people? And keep in mind, he didn't pull the trigger. He just had enough dummies to follow his rule rather than God's over there in Germany. Why would Time magazine have Adolf Hitler in 1938 as Time's Man of the Year anyways? Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II, 405,399 of whom were American soldiers, and 11 million of whom were exterminated through the Holocaust. Oh, and by the way, during World War II, also keep in mind that Mr. Roosevelt promised the American people that our boys would never set foot on foreign soldier, that is, until 405,399 of them came back in a box. So much for his promises, right? Joseph Stalin was declared Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942. Why would they put... Hey, let's go back to President Roosevelt. Why would Roosevelt have the American people calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe? Did you know that? They had him call, folks, the President of the United States of America, at that time, Theodore Roosevelt, had the American people calling Joseph Stalin, friends. They had Joseph Stalin named Uncle Joe. He was declared Man of the Year in 1939 and in 1942. Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union, which was responsible for killing 20 million of his own citizens. And yet over here in America, we're calling him Uncle Joe because everybody's just blindly following right in pursuit, friends, concerning the dictates of a corrupt administration under Theodore Roosevelt. I mean, that's craziness. He killed 20 million of his own citizens. Matter of fact, Franklin Roosevelt referred to Stalin as kind Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. Nikita Khrushchev was declared Man of the Year in 1957. Nikita was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition, and his leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War was so dangerous, he had to be removed by his subordinates. Nikita said, "We don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within." Did you hear that? Richard Nixon was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1971. And by the way, friends, and hopefully I'll get to this, we all know Nixon was due to be impeached because of his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal. Okay? We all know that. But did you also know that Watergate was a cover-up for a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C.? And yet nobody wants to talk about what Watergate was really about. They want to minimize the crimes. Why? Because they didn't want you to know back then, because you would have probably cleaned house, you older generation, or at least I hoped you would have, had you known that. Ayatollah Khomeini was declared Man of the Year in 1979. We're going to get back to Ayatollah Khomeini. He was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. Why would he be the Man of the Year, according to Time magazine, an American publication, in 1979? I want to tell you why they were making the Man of the Year, because they were all players concerning a world order. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking about Time's Tyrants of the Year. And I'm just highlighting them. I'm going to get over to Ayatollah Khomeini in just a moment here. Did you have a hunch the new system was rigged? I hope you did, and I hope you do. Did you know that ABC News executive producer Ian Cameron is married to none other than Susan Rice, National Security Advisor? Did you know that? CBS President David Rhodes is the brother of Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy national security advisor for strategic communications. This was under Barack Hussein Obama, just to show you how whatever is going from the top is going to the bottom, because it's all bought and paid for. ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman is married to former White House press secretary Jay Carney. It's all working out hand in glove for him, isn't it, friends? ABC News and Univision reported that a reporter, none other than Matthew Jaffel, it's small information here, friends, so I'm straining a little bit here. Matthew Jaffe is married to Katie Hogan, Obama's deputy press secretary. ABC President Ben Sherwood is the brother of Obama's special advisor, Elizabeth Sherwood, and CNN President Virginia Mosley is married to former Hillary Clinton's deputy secretary, Tom Nides. So if you want to know why that they were all cheerleading Barack Hussein Obama, now you know. But folks, does anybody see anything here that looks a little mischievous? I hope so. Again, friends, let's make reference to law. Getting back to Ayatollah Khomeini, who was declared Man of the Year in 1979. This is Time. This is an American publication. Time magazine calling Ayatollah Khomeini and declaring him to be the Man of the Year in 1979. He was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. The Ayatollah came to power as a part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. Did you hear what I said? Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. See, they're all players. They're all players, friends, in this system, this alliance that will be disannulled by the King of Kings. Rest assured, friends, they're still trying to put it together. But the Ayatollah came to power as a part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy using the youth. He headed a mass campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents as well as their families, close friends, and anyone who accused of insufficient Islamic behavior. President Reagan criticized Khomeini as a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of people, calling for executions. Why would Time magazine declare Ayatollah Khomeini a maniacal fanatic? An extension of American government, namely Jimmy Carter's human rights efforts. Why would they put him up as some man that needs to be praised? That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. If we would just understand that in Scripture, we could understand what we're seeing in front of us. Mikhail Gorbachev was declared Man of the Year in 1987, and in 1989, Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years, as he eventually became the head of the Soviet Union until its dissolution in 1991, or so we have been told. By the way, Gorbachev now lives in San Francisco, and he's educating kids in America through the Globe Initiative. He's also a self-proclaimed atheist and a globalist. And if you remember rightly, you can go back into the 80s and see a picture of George Bush Sr. There he is again with none other than Mikhail Gorbachev talking about, on Time magazine, a new order. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, Gorbachev, I'm going to pull him up right now and give you exactly what it said, and I'm pretty sure that's what it did say, but just to make sure, cross-checking myself, yep, I have it right here. Building a new order. Oh, I'm sorry, it says building a new world. A new world, huh? And it's got another one on Time magazine. Now, keep in mind, George Bush Sr. has called for a new world order over how many times? 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. But it's interesting, it's got another headline of Time, and it says in huge bold letters, "Over to you, George," with Mikhail Gorbachev putting his hand out to shake that of George Bush Sr.'s. Huh. And of course, they had to make Mikhail Gorbachev Man of the Year, and then Man of the Decade, and then a man without a country, but they kept putting him up over and over, and then again, friends, and then again, he's been on the cover of Time magazine quite a few times. Probably four or five times I can see in front of me right now. Why would they do that? Knowing the history of Time magazine and the dictators and tyrants that they have put up. I really hate to say this, but it's just the facts. This is Time's magazine's Tyrants of the Year. Barack Hussein Obama was declared Person of the Year. Notice how they got rid of the gender. Not Man of the Year. Barack Hussein Obama declared Person of the Year by Time in 2008 and in 2012. Time changed the title from Man of the Year to Person of the Year in 1999. Boy, oh boy, can we say satanic initiative? Satanic agenda, friends, because it is nothing short of satanic. I wanted to kind of throw something in there as well concerning something that Walgreens is doing now, because it reminds me of that of Barack Hussein Obama. And we know that's just a side note, a branch off the topic of which we're talking right now. Walgreens is now making their bathrooms gender neutral as well. Now, I know that there's people that don't take this but for a grain of salt, but I want to let you know that when Target did it, they began to push that whole initiative on homosexual marriage about 10, 11, 12 years ago now. We have never been in a Target since. And Walgreens has now just received the same response that we're going to give them. We're no longer going to give them business. Again, friends, if we would look to the law, we would see that this is criminal. And it is criminal. And there's no other way to say it. There's no nice way to say that they're breaking the law. They're breaking the law. And it's not hard for me to say it. I just wanted to give that information to you. But Barack Hussein Obama was declared Person of the Year by Time in 2008 and 2012. Obama has been the most destructive president in American history because he's foreign. And I believe, friends, there's information now coming out, even in the present. I just seen this a couple days ago, where he's admitting that he was and is a foreigner. And keep in mind, folks, for 8 years, the conservatives were too afraid to call it for what it was. And I meant to say what I just said. They were too afraid to call him out, yet we had professionals in the United States of America. And you didn't even need any documentation, friends. No American's going to attack its own country the way that that criminal did. But again, Barack Hussein Obama's been the most destructive president in American history, yet he's the Person of the Year by Time in 2008 and in 2012. He's known as the most biblically hostile president. He's incessantly attacked the foundations of America. He's attempted to tear down the Constitution and attempt to recreate it in his own image. He has been labeled America's first sodomite president. He's a shameless supporter of the murder of the children in the womb. Even attempting to force private institutions to fund it. Read Proverbs 16 through 19. He's abused his power in an attempt to strip American citizens of their Second Amendment right to bear arms. And folks, somehow Time Magazine is calling this criminal the Person of the Year. I mean, Obama, without question, is following in pursuit of the dictators honored by Time Magazine. And again, let me remind you what Scripture says. Luke 16:15. And he said, Jesus said unto them, you are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And I got to tell you something. Being born of that Spirit, I look at every one of these individuals and more, and I despise every single one of them. They have shamed the office in which men died, giving them the privilege to have. They've shamed the office through their actions. They've shamed the office of the presidency of the United States of America, yet publications such as Time Magazine puts them up to be heroic in the sight of men who don't take time to read the Word of God and take time to read their history and to study the past and understand the price paid for their freedoms. That's how they get away with what they do today. And that's why they're continuously doing it. And this is why they're continuously pushing more and more and more and more in the same direction, friends. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. These are the people that put light for darkness and darkness for light. These are the people that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. These are the people that put evil for good and good for evil. Friends, and the list goes on and on and on and on. I mean, folks, these are the people that would have you believe what you see today through the media are journalists. These are the people that would have you believe that white women that call themselves black are now black. And representatives that call themselves Indians are really Indians when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. This is the same media that would have you believe that because a man like Bruce Jenner wants to now call himself a woman, that she is now a woman. He is not. He is a he and he will always be a he. It's the same media, friends, that have been lying to you day after day for how many years in this country? We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to bring my bride on the radio with me. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow, taxhelponline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction. So it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just going through a plethora of information, and I'd asked Stephanie to jump on the radio with me today because I think that she felt it her duty to do so, to basically straighten that stick out a little bit, namely the crookedness in her husband's.
So. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that you always do a wonderful job on the radio program. I think that anyone who is listening to you would absolutely agree with me. In fact, we get lots of different comments and, you know, letters and people saying this, that, and the other about not only the radio show, but the products that we have too as well, such as your comic book, so on and so forth. In fact, we just had a guy recently text you, and he had said that rarely ever does he pick up a book and read it straight through, but with your comic book, he actually did. He said, powerful story. I don't very often read a book from cover to cover over in one setting. This time I did. Welcome home, brother. I'm going to share that.
That's a new friend. That's a sheriff out of Michigan, and I was asked by another friend of mine if I would just go ahead and send him some information. So I sent him a copy of one of my comic books, which we had Danny Bulinati, an artist for Marvel, actually do it up for me. I think it was, what is it, 100 and some pages?
Yeah.
And I sent it to him. And it's interesting. Now, we're talking about a full-grown man that took the time to respond in such a fashion. But like I said, even about the My War series, I can tell people until I'm blue in the face, but listen to what they had to say.
Right.
And it's the same response. And it's not like you can sit sit and make this kind of stuff up. Friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store page. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the store page. Watch the trailers. Get the comic book. If there's someone out there that you want to reach out to and you just don't know how to do it, just get this comic book for them. It's a testimonial of the ways of salvation that the Lord has brought me through. Now, it's not there to highlight how bad I was. It's to highlight how good he is in saving a bad, bad sinner in such a fashion that he did when he redeemed me through his blood. And also with the documentary series, it's just all live information. It's factual information. We've studied it. We brought the microphone and put it to the face of the people that we are highlighting. So it came directly from their mouths. And I just can't share with the people too much or over enough in the sense of conveying to them the importance of the information that we got. It's timeless information.
Well, I like to
say,
too,
applied to us 10 years ago is still the same information that it applies to today.
I like to say, too, and speaking to people about, you know, the My War documentary series, I always say it's the best thing at the table, and the reason why I say that is because there's so much good information. For those of you who listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio, you understand there's, like, lots of different gold nuggets of truth that are being thrown at you, you know, every few minutes. There's no way you can write it down fast enough. There's no way you're going to remember it all, but with the documentary series, it's literally a five-part series, about 7 hours worth of material that you can pause, you can write it down, you can borrow it out to people, you can play it at your tea party, your church, your school, your home group, and really get the word out there. Even to it, the comic book, not only is it Bradley's life story and his testimony, which is extremely miraculous, but also Christ is interwoven, obviously, through the whole thing. And at the very back, we've got the Constitution in there. We talk about the founding forefathers. So for those of you who maybe are looking at a teenager or someone who thinks, oh, these things are so boring, do I have to learn about history? It's a really fun way to learn your history in a way that's going to grab their attention and cause them to really soak it in. So please check out the store, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also want to share with you a couple of these little, I get these little notes in the mail from time to time. This one says, thanks again for your radio program. I pray that all is well with your family. Blessings to a monthly supporter that we have, James and Karen. Another note here said, thank you, Bradley and Stephanie, for your ministry program. We never grow tired of listening. So if you're listening now, a shout out to you guys. Thank you
for
your
support. They're listening. We were number one practically all hour. And now, right now, just checking up again just to share with the people as to the fact that we know how they're listening by gauging it, we are number four right now.
No, that's awesome. James and Karen, I'm speaking of specifically, if you guys are listening, you guys, just that's a good shout-out for you. And then we have another wonderful older woman. She supports us on a monthly basis. Her name is Beverly. She said, thank you for all that you and your family are doing for the young people of our country in presenting truth of what God has said of our country's Constitution to them. May God continue to... guide you and bless you. She's got that old school, I love it, that handwriting,
cursive.
Which is so beautiful. Yeah, beautiful, yeah. Cursive. So we appreciate all your support, but I do have to say, you know, sometimes, as much as you don't like to hear, you probably do make mistakes every once in a while.
Yeah, but you told me that once.
No, but see, here's the deal. I never make mistakes. I thought I did once, but I was wrong.
Okay.
Can you get that?
Yeah, I do.
That's a saying you always get wrong. You always say something like, I never make mistakes.
Well, maybe it's because I'm not trying to justify myself like I am
but,
right now.
But
right?
My wife always told me I never did or something. So I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
That's how that saying
goes. Wasn't there something that you wanted to correct some time ago, too?
Yes,
where I said,
some time ago you're on the radio and you said,
fool me once.
Fool me once. Shame. Well, do you want me to say how you said it first?
Yes.
Okay, so you said, fool me once. Shame on
me.
Shame. Okay, this is getting confusing now. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. That's the exact opposite of what it should be.
Is that what I said?
Yes, you said it backwards.
Does this make you feel better knowing that literally hundreds of thousands of people are listening right now?
I just feel so
empowered
right now.
Justified.
Justified, totally. But the saying does go.
Is there a satisfaction to that?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm just having fun.
Okay.
But basically, the saying does go, fool me once, shame on me. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. So basically...
out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Of course.
So you said we're just having fun.
Yeah, we're just having fun.
This is shameful.
This is just... I'm just pointing it out.
I mean, it's my shame that you're pointing out.
Just so you can get that really good.
That's my job to point the finger. As a matter of fact, Torah means to point the finger. That's my job.
But you know, you ever hear that saying, when you point the finger, you got three more pointing back at you?
Yeah.
In this case, you did a couple of those wrong.
But the cool thing is I'm not giving forth my word. The Bible says that to whom the Lord sendeth,
amen,
speaketh his words.
Amen. So no doubt about that.
The judge's words. He's the one pointing the finger. I'm just referencing the judge's words.
That's exactly right. So, no, you do a wonderful job. I think it's kind of, you know, that one time you just messed that up and that's about it.
Yeah, but I've heard people say stuff that, you know, about that before and just how I don't finish my words. I mean, as if to suggest that I'm supposed to know Arabic.
Okay, hold
French,
on. I got to say something to that.
German.
Wasn't it like Charles Spurgeon, who thought on how many different wavelengths at the same time?
Five times. He could literally preach on five different
So this is what
levels from his mind.
I think that you have so much going on inside you. And
I do.
Think that when people listen to the radio program, literally it's bunny trails for this person, that person, this person, that person. And all of a sudden you're going one way and the Holy Spirit will say, okay, now we're moving, we're going this way. So if anyone ever says you don't finish the thought...
Well, if you look at the prophetic in the Word of God, you'll see these dudes, these prophetic people, talking, and then all of a sudden they'll stop, and then they'll just go a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the prophetic.
And
that's the gift.
That's good.
Right.
Because that means that Christ is in the here and now. It's not some dead letter. We're really experiencing
and
life.
And the other thing is when people go into a restaurant, not everybody's getting the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a smorgasbord, and the Lord knows who needs what.
And it's funny you should say that, too, because that's how I talk about our My War documentary series. It's kind of like going to the all-you-can-eat buffet. And even hearing you speak live is kind of like going to the all-you-can-eat buffet.
We played that on television in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes, we did.
For, what was it, 12 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and boy, oh boy, did it stir it up, friends. But people appreciated the fact that we put it out there.
Exactly.
And then it was played across the country, I believe, for 42 weeks through Dub Television.
Yep.
And that was on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those documentary series that, again, people are responding in a very favorable. And the number one response is always this. If it's not us going to do a tea party, a church, or wherever we're at, I wish I would have brought more people.
Number one response.
Yep. And when people see the documentary, I got to show this to my so-and-so.
Yep.
I got to show this to my so-and-so. And it's just information that anybody needs that cares about what's going on in this country.
Yeah. And I think people, too, they learn in shorter increments and seconds, which I think used to not be the case in this country. But so it is with all the technology and the media of this age. And what's nice about the documentary series, it's all these gold nuggets of truth. You do one great analogy, and then it flips over to another one, and then it's a testimony, and then we literally bring you inside of the schools where, in one particular situation, we get kicked out for teaching the Constitution
once,
in America.
There's more than that. We
I got one particular situation.
Arkansas, yeah. And then there was also one in Kabul, Missouri, for teaching pro-life, and then one was on the Constitution. And, you know, again, we're not asking the devil for permission. We know that the law's on our side, and so do attorneys, and so do the bad guys in this country. Nobody's got the internal fortitude to break it, to take it to the enemy's land. And the fact of the matter, schools are not the enemy's land, but that's what they want to make. If they want to bar you from going in concerning your kids, they want to teach them what they want to teach them, and we say otherwise.
Yeah, and
in
if
action.
You want to really dig into the Sons of Liberty, what you can do is, with that documentary series, you get to go inside of what's really taking place and really kind of give you an understanding on a whole new level. Rather than just listening to the radio program for an hour a day, you get to go inside and see where we've been and what we've done, and hopefully you'll support this work. I do want to mention, for those of you who do listen and you have not yet become a son or daughter of Liberty, we would sincerely appreciate your monthly support. We reach out to as many people across America as possible.
92
and for us,
affiliates now.
Exactly. And our live events that we do, there's not a real huge price tag for any of it, so we really rely upon your support to be able to keep us out there and spread this word.
We're going to be in San Diego at the end of the month, and by the way, if you'd like to have us in your community, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.